First, let us say hello.
Hi.
Second, let us say
goodbye.
Good morning.
Good day and good night.
Good day.
Good day.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? I see that Meghan Trainor has made her way to the top of the room.
Meghan Trainor, we have a Meghan Trainor cutout in here. In fact, every radio station across the country has a Meghan Trainor cutout in it.
Yes.
We thought we were special.
No, they sent it to everyone. But our Meghan Trainor's on a table.
She is. She's like at the top. It's kind of cool. I like it up there. You know, we have a, it's a cardboard cutout of her, and we have our own cardboard cutouts of us here at the radio station. So I think that she should navigate towards our office beside
us.
Why don't we have the cutouts in here?
And we're running out of room in here, quite honestly.
This is a small studio, man.
And do Cameron and AJ want to stare at us the whole day? I mean, I think of others, Lauren.
Okay.
I like ours. Our cardboard cutout is at our office window facing out to the parking deck.
Right.
And we're in the same building as the Aveda people are, where the students are learning how to cut hair. And a lot of them listen to the show and love to see us
looking out at
in the evening when we're not here, because it gives them a sense of peace.
Right. I told the security guy yesterday to go home. We got it covered.
You're good.
We're watching over the parking lot.
Levert? I like that we're a distraction.
Yeah.
Like, the Aveda kids are coming in and like, oh, look at that.
So funny. Geez, we've got a lot to do today. $500, of course, and our Wake Up and Win contest could be yours.
Giving away free beer for a year. It's called Show Us Your Big Green Thing. That's going live here in a couple minutes.
Yeah, like 2 minutes. Starting in 2 minutes, if you come up with a big green thing, no matter what it is, if it's big and it's green, Corona Light is going to reward you with free beer for a year. Well, all you got to do is just contact us when you get here. Let us know you're here. We'll send a producer, Nicole, and an intern down. Take photos, a blood sample, your analysis, and you're on your way.
That's how it goes.
Did you say no, Lauren?
No blood sample and urine analysis.
Well, what do you think I brought test tubes for?
Oh, boy. I misread this contest. No, seriously, though, like, whatever it is, big, green, come on down. Junk Luggers, our friends over at the Junk Luggers, did you see that they said they're coming?
No.
They have a bright green truck.
Yeah.
Hey, it's green.
Yeah, it's green.
Bring it on over.
Mm-hmm. But that might not win.
It may not. They may not show up.
Right. Right. Yeah. Or maybe you've got a more green or bigger truck.
Yeah. You don't know how big their truck is. It could be like a Chevy S10.
You have today, tomorrow, and Friday to show us your big green thing. So we'll get into that. We got a big announcement at 7 a.m. this morning. We'll get into that. Big show announcement, which is nice. And up next, I want to tell you what I did yesterday. It was kind of cool. I got to watch the movie American Made. With Tom Cruise.
You just saw it?
You went with me to see it, didn't
you? Yeah, but I watched it again.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah.
Who's that guy?
Who's that?
Who was that? A new intern.
Oh, really?
A new intern?
Yeah, he's shadowing.
For our show?
Yeah.
He looks smart. Not that I'm stereotyping, but he looked like a bright kid.
I like it how we sometimes don't know the people.
You met him. I'm just kidding.
You were the one that picked him this semester.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool. Okay,
hey, he's talented then.
What's his name?
Austin.
His name's Austin, and he's good?
Yeah.
All right. Good luck, Austin.
Austin looked like Tobey Maguire in Spider-Man.
Oh, word?
Yeah. Okay. And he had that young, innocent look.
All right, Austin. I'm going to expect a lot out of you. Shoot out webs and whatnot.
Oh, boy, he's packing up. Heading on out. Cross that line.
The moment we talked about it on the radio, that was one moment too far.
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful Wednesday, Confession Wednesday, hooking you up with a voucher from Southwest. If your confession makes the air, you're in the running with that. Thanks to our friends at WCCB, CW, and the TV show Life Sentence. Okay, that's coming up at 7:50. Dude, we are loaded today.
I know.
Loren, are you ready?
So ready.
You ready to get started?
Mm-hmm.
Do a Wednesday show?
Hang on.
Just say push the button.
Okay, you can push it now.
You gotta get up, Maney Roy.
So yesterday was kind of a cool day for me. I did something called cool sculpting.
Oh yeah.
So jealous.
I heard that.
And it's something that I talked about doing for a long time. It's something that I heard about, but I actually took the plunge yesterday. Where's the plug bell? Get ready for it. At Cool Renewal Spa. Two locations, Lake Norman and South Charlotte. But here's the thing. It was way easier and way cooler than I thought. Dude, they had Apple TV in the room.
Yeah. Isn't it? It's like 30 minutes a spot, right? So they have to give you something to do during that time frame.
So, like, I did four areas around my belly, like bottom right, bottom left, top right,
so
top left.
So you did it for 2 hours?
I was there for three.
For 3 hours?
Plus, they threw in lunch, bruh. I was eating Panera bread and getting my fat frozen.
Was that because of who you are?
No, they do that for all their patients if you're there at lunchtime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you can't get up and walk, so you can't do lunch.
Mm. Right.
What you know?
Oh, I have questions.
You could sit there and work, though, right?
I did some emails.
Yeah.
What happens if you have to do number one or number two?
They take breaks. So you have 35 minutes here. Uh-huh. Got to go to the bathroom. You need anything? Nope. Okay, another 35 minutes. Got to go to the bathroom. You need anything?
So they can only do one area at a time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But Apple TV, bro, that was a whole new world.
That?
No,
oh.
I have a smart TV with Netflix and all the apps and stuff. But Apple TV,
that's what I got.
Yeah, I watched American Made, that movie with Tom Cruise. Forgot how good that was. Loren and I, we saw the premiere for that.
Hold on a second. So their Apple TV account, you're just like logging in and buying movies.
By the way, there's a sex scene.
There is an American Made.
And more than one.
Why do I not remember?
Was it loud?
It was. Yeah, I had it loud because I had to go up over the cool sculpting machine. Yeah.
All of a sudden, Manny's like, "Where's the volume on this thing?" He's trying to turn it down.
Yeah. People are like, "Is he okay in there?"
He's trying to turn it down. It keeps turning up.
And then, I mean, they had movies like Lady Bird.
Mm-hmm.
That was available.
See, I would have watched that.
Dunkirk. This Apple TV, man, you can get the latest movies.
Yeah, you can, but it's not free.
Yeah, you have to pay for it.
But somebody must have already paid for it because it was available. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. Yeah, it was movies that they had already downloaded that you had access to. I thought you were just in there buying a bunch of movies. I was like, that's a cool move.
That would have been cool. No, actually, I'm so lame. I want to watch the Tennis Channel, and that they didn't have. It was like, you had to buy the subscription. No, it was really cool. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Stephanie and Brad over there and Holly. And geez, there was someone new starting yesterday who was shadowing. Great people over there.
You know, it was cool stuff like that. There's one thing that I want to do that I count to be in that realm of just kind of different treatments.
The cool sculpting?
Spot-y.
Yeah. Spot-y
kind of
type of things. Have you guys ever gone floating?
Like down the river?
No. They have these massive tanks that you just go lay in.
Like a saltwater pool?
Maybe. And all you do is float. And you're in this, and it's really dark, and it's just supposed to be...
Oh, I would be terrified.
A place for you to meditate while floating.
Mm, and relax?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like really wanting to do that.
That would stress Loren out. I do know Lisa Simpson in an episode of The Simpsons did that.
Did she?
Yes.
Yeah, there's like two places in Charlotte that I want to hit up and try.
I was going to say, is it even available here in Charlotte?
But
you've done some research.
I have. Well, one of them...
Loren would be panicking like a fish out of water in there.
I swear I would.
Let me tell you, one of them looks like it's too small of a door for me to get in and out of. Just from the photos, it looks like it'd be like a whole thing. Not that like I wouldn't
fit in.
Just
get a baby pool for you and put a tarp over it.
We can rig something.
Yeah, we'll rig something for you, buddy.
Put a bunch of salts in there.
Yeah. Like one of them looks like it's way too much leg movements to get in. Mm. And then the other one looks like you're just laying in like an oyster kind of looking thing.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I really want to do one of those.
Are you into meditating and all that stuff?
Well, you know, I meditate every day.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I
sure do.
Yeah, did you know that?
Mm-mm.
That Roy meditates?
No. Meditate every day.
We're saying meditates.
Yeah, meditate. It helps me because I get really high anxiety and helps me get to sleep.
What's your chant?
Well, I don't chant. I just sit in silence.
Oh.
It's not like you go home.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
No, I thought there was chance, though, to get you into a...
It's not like the end of a yoga class.
No, you focus on your breathing. It's breathing exercises.
You meditate, Nicole?
You just breathe.
No.
Nicole
doesn't do that.
See, when I go to yoga class, we meditate at the last 7 to 10 minutes is meditation time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my favorite part of the class.
It's supposed to be super healthy. When I did an internship for Howard Stern years ago, as soon as the show was over, he'd go meditate for an hour.
An hour?
An hour right after the show,
max,
bro.
20 minutes max.
Well, maybe 10 were meditation. The rest were just him sleeping. I don't know. But
every
day he meditates. He swears by it.
And get this. I stretch every day. Do you do that?
No.
You got to. You got to.
I stretch when I play tennis or do something sporty.
Every day, man.
Really?
Every day.
Are you really giving us health tips?
No, because I'm eating a biscuit right now, so I can't give you any health tips.
I know, but I like to hear that.
I like to do things to make you feel good, you know.
I agree. Good tips, Roy. Thanks, bud.
Yeah.
Speaking of tips, Loren, how do you know that your new boo that you've been dating for a few weeks is really listening to what you're saying? Mm. We have a quiz that you can give them. There's a certain specific something that you can ask that you can give your new boo. Plus, what if you're married? How can you find out if your man is listening to you, your husband?
This is going
to
start a fight.
There's another specific question that you can ask your husband to see. It's something that you definitely mentioned during your time dating and then being married that he should know the answer to.
Okay.
We'll do it in less than 10 minutes. You got to get up. A simple test to find out whether the guy you just started dating is listening to you. And another simple test to find out whether your husband has listened to you throughout all these years. We'll do that coming up here in just a minute. But did you guys see the story out of Arizona? It's actually where I used to live, just outside of Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
A bride on her way to the wedding was busted for DWI.
Oh, no.
Aww.
Oh, no, no.
She was involved in a 3-car wreck and charged with driving under the influence on her way to the wedding. Wearing her dress for her big day, a handcuffed Amber Young was pictured being ushered into a police car. Don't drive while impaired till death do we part. Doesn't need any help, Sergeant Chris Walscott wrote on a now deleted tweet.
That's sad.
I know. She really must have not been into her husband.
Was she? And I'm obviously not making excuses. She should have called an Uber, but I'm sure she was nervous and she started drinking. You know what I mean? Just call an Uber then.
But isn't your wedding day supposed to be more, and I guess everybody's wedding's different. Like, why is she alone?
I don't know. But let me tell you something. I was so fired up on my wedding day. My mom and I got into this huge fight. She showed up with my guests. She didn't come early and, like, help me get ready, like my fairy tale dream wedding in my head.
But your mom was, like, 25 when you got married. She was trying to do her own thing.
Well, no. And, like, the problem is that her side of the family was in town, and they're very needy. So we were in a part of the country where I didn't know how to tell her to get to where I am. And I'm like, Mom, just plug it into your GPS. Like, I don't have time to find you. Like, just plug it in.
This is on your wedding day?
Yeah. And I'm like, I got to start getting ready. I'm laying flower petals. Like, I don't have time. I was like, can you call Dallas and ask Dallas how to get here? Well, she gets all mad at me and is like, fine, I'm not coming to help you get ready then. And
whoa!
I was like, what?
On your wedding day?
Yes.
Daner.
I know. And listen,
did she ever apologize for that?
No.
Ooh, so we need to have her apologize to you on Mother's Day.
No, so here's the thing. My guests start to show up, and now I'm fired up because my guests are starting to show up. My mom's not even here. So my mom rolls in at the last minute and just, like, tries to help me put on my veil, and I look at my man of honor. I'm like, I need you to go find me vodka now.
Oh, that's awesome.
But, listen,
who's your man of honor?
My best friend, Justin.
Okay.
But
you still talk to him?
Yeah, he was power calling me last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Justin before.
I've heard of Justin before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know him.
Maybe I don't listen to you.
You don't.
Which takes us to our next story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so if that was the worst thing that happened on my wedding day, though, I'm looking back, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, you didn't get a DWI.
No.
Right. I just was wondering why the bride was driving herself. Like, you would think she'd be with a bridesmaid or somebody like that. Like, for her to be in her own car is weird. But then maybe she's going on their way to the courthouse.
Yeah. Well, she was in a wedding dress.
Yeah. Do you not do that at the courthouse?
You just show up.
Yeah. If you did wear something to the courthouse, it would probably be like T-length, not a super fancy dress.
Well, I'm sure Dana apologizes. Amanda's mom cried on her wedding day.
Really?
She didn't love her hair. You know, everybody gets their hair done.
Yeah.
I liked that awkward silence we just had.
I'm like, eh.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
It's in the past.
Listen, it's water under the bridge now. I love my mom. We're good.
So this is according to a website called Metro. Mm. How many times has your man sat through a story? Now, if you just started dating, how do you know Boo is really listening to what you say? A few dates in, ask him if they remember how many siblings you have. It's as simple as that. And if they can't answer, that means they're not listening to you because that's a question that they should know the answer to.
Okay.
But that question isn't very, that'd be strange just to ask that randomly. You know what I mean? Like, hey, Dave, how many siblings do I have? Like, how do you ask that?
Well, you would be like, hey, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I'm going to see, this is like our fourth date. How serious are you about me? You should know some stuff about me. I should know some stuff about you. And he can ask her the same question. That's just what Metro says is an easy question that they should know the answer to if they care about you.
It just seems like you're setting up for failure.
Now, what about marriage? Your husband.
Yeah, you can't ask that question. They know that.
If you're married, you should ask Bay what your first job was.
Huh.
They should know the answer to that.
I don't.
To see how well they listen to you.
Honest to God, I don't think Dallas could tell. Like, I don't think he would know that.
Amanda's was Sonic.
Is that she would do the roller skates?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Not well.
Yeah.
Mine was Hallmark, and I don't think Dallas would know that.
But do you talk about it?
No.
Yeah, see? I mean,
do you know Dallas's?
Mm-mm.
And look, they're happily married.
Yeah, I think I do. He worked at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he cut lawns forever when he was a teenager, but.
That's what Amanda would say. Mine was landscaping.
Yeah.
Or Dairy Queen. I did both at the same time.
Do whatever you can to get a dollar.
But I thought that was really interesting.
Huh.
See,
that's so far before your relationship, though, typically.
But it's so simple, and it's something that you should remember if you care about the person. You should know how many siblings they have.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Uh-huh.
And you should know what their first job was.
I don't know Sterling's. I know he worked at Hollister at one point.
Because you don't listen. No,
I don't.
No, so you're proving the point.
We don't. But I don't care about that. I care about a lot of other things.
This is a simple thing. It says test to see if your boo listens to you.
But
if you don't know, you're not listening. That's all.
Yeah, but what if you never talk about it? Like, when does that come up in
conversation? That's a different story.
Would it be offensive if Dallas just didn't care that you worked at Hallmark a gazillion years, you know, when you first got into the workforce?
Not caring is.
But you know what I'm saying? Like that, yeah. The grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
I.
Okay. So you're debunking this theory.
Please don't you when you're talking to your significant other today.
Don't say don't care.
Yeah, do not use the words
you,
I don't care.
I would so say that.
Yeah, don't do that.
I would so say that. Come. I don't care if you worked at Hollister.
Yep.
What?
That will start a fight. Just admit you didn't know.
Right.
What was Sterling, a mannequin at Hollister?
He's a model.
My God, yeah. He looks like he's got a model body.
I could totally see him working at Hollister.
All right, what do you got coming up in the Dirty Lorraine?
All right, Cam Newton has got a big announcement. And it's not the first time that he's made this. I'll tell you what it is coming up in the Dirty in 3 minutes.
On the 30. Don't forget. Dirty
on the 30.
On the
30.
What's up? It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, Meanie and I were really into the Fox OJ special.
Yes.
And OJ's dream team lawyer has commented recently and said, on this whole hypothetical interview, she said that she admits to being disturbed by the footage, but it wasn't necessarily a confession.
Right. It was all alleged.
Mm-hmm. Not how half of America feels.
No.
So, one of my favorite TV shows is coming back. Yeah. Deal or No Deal?
Really?
Yes. The show that made Meghan Markle, like, started her career. She was one of the suitcase girls.
Is Howie Mandel going to be hosting?
He is.
Mm.
And it's set to return to TV sometime in fourth quarter of this year. So it won't air on the original network, which was NBC, but it will be on CNBC now. It'll join The Profit and Shark Tank. It says it's got high stakes, high risk reward.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, there's a pretty cool show on CNBC, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's called The Million Dollar Buyer. And this guy goes to these small companies and he buys a crap ton of their products for his hotels.
Huh.
And it's so funny to see, like, the businesses are like ma-pa and they can't handle the size of the order. And so he gets mad at them when
That's
they can't do
funny.
It. Yeah. It's like, whoa, no dip. You just went to the, you know, Terry down the street.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, she can handle 4,000 orders within 24 hours.
But he's willing to pay.
Yeah. And he gets all angry.
So do these people deliver?
Yeah, sometimes they fail, and then you watch them fail.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't stop on CNBC. My mom loves Shark Tank.
Yeah, I like Shark Tank. I occasionally will watch. I mean, it's not one of the things I DVR, but I'm entertained by it. Okay, Stephen Hawking has died.
Oh, no.
I know, at the age of 76.
Mm.
So I just thought I'd throw that in there. Huge contributions that he's made to science and pop culture, so definitely notable today.
Very interesting for the religious people of the world to know that Stephen Hawking did a special and they asked him if there was heaven, and he went into a very deep philosophical discussion about how obviously he's a science guy,
right.
So he doesn't believe that God created heaven and earth, so therefore he could say he had to, based on his science beliefs, say that there was no heaven.
Hmm. Interesting.
But as we know, not only is there a heaven, but God has him speaking right now. without the use of his machine, is my guess.
There you go. Okay, so Cam Newton has a big announcement to make, and this isn't the first time he's made the announcement.
Oh, let me give you a drum roll. What's Cam's announcement?
Cam and his longtime girlfriend
are getting married.
Are expecting another baby.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Man, they're just going to have a... They're going to be able to run a school from their home. So many kids.
This will be three.
Yes, this will be three for them together.
Mm-hmm.
Sauvignon Dior.
Right, Sovereign. Sovereign.
Yeah, Sovereign Dior.
Sovereign Dior.
And then Chosen.
Chosen, yep.
I'm interested to see what they will name baby number three.
Interesting.
Yeah, they've got great names. What?
Yeah, just I think it's so, I love their names. It's
I do
just
too.
So,
this is going to sound, this.
It sounds like, I did it in a joke on a phone slam. It sounds like it comes from money. Sovereign
Dior.
Yeah,
for sure.
This is going to sound like a name drop story, but it's really not. Uh-huh. You know, we do a lot with the Cam Foundation. So they invited, after I hosted an event for them, they invited us to come to their suite to watch a game. Amanda was supposed to go, but she was sick. She couldn't go. My brother Rich goes. Rich is out of it. He doesn't know what's what. Like, he would get killed on Can't Beat Lorraine. Doesn't know any answers.
Yeah.
Doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So we're at the suite. His girl, Cam's girlfriend's there, and Chosen is there. Well, we're sitting in the front. Chosen keeps jumping as sweet as can be on Rich's lap, and Rich is just holding him and being really cool. Chosen's
no
very
clue.
Talkative.
And he has no idea,
no idea who he is. No idea.
Mm. That's so
he
cool.
He assumed it was a family member, but didn't know. And so I told him, I was like, look at you and Chosen. I didn't want to take a picture because I thought that was weird.
Yeah.
Cam's very private.
Yeah,
but I was like, look at you and Chosen. There you go. He's like, what? I was like, Chosen is his son. He's like, that's his son's name? I go, yes.
Oh, he didn't even know his son's name?
No.
Oh, it's not even like he didn't know who the baby was.
No, but very, very, very nice boy. Very friendly.
Awesome. Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I'll tell you what happened that had Lil Wayne threatening a crowd.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Loren.
Hey. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Free beer for a year. That's what we are giving away. All you have to do is show us your big green thing. Yeah, St. Patrick's Day is this Saturday. I'm sure everyone's getting all their green stuff, you know, together for the weekend. So if you got something that's big and you got something that's green, bring it to the radio station during our show. And we'll, whoever brings us the biggest green thing wins free beer for a year.
A couple of years ago, we did this contest, and someone with a tarp won.
Mm-hmm.
They did, but it was like the tarp that covered a baseball field. It was huge.
Yeah.
We unrolled it, and it covered half of our parking lot.
Garbage cans count, trucks count, cars count. We had somebody bring a van. Remember a green van?
Yep, mm-hmm. Sure do. Whatever's green, whatever's big, bring it to the radio station. We're at 1520 South Boulevard in Charlotte, right across the street from the CVS.
If you have any questions, you can call 704-570-9595 and talk to producer Nicole, who will take care of you.
Yeah. She'll give you directions if need be.
Right. Also, reach out, direct message at the MRL show. But big green thing is going on. Free beer for a year thanks to Corona Light. And you have till 10 o'clock today, 6 to 10 tomorrow, then 6 to 9 on Friday.
You okay?
I just swallowed
You're
something
struggling.
Down the wrong pipe.
Do you need a water?
I have one.
Okay. You might
I'm okay.
use it.
What?
I'll do the Heimlich.
No, I don't need that.
You sure?
Yeah.
Right. I got trained once.
We're not convinced.
Yeah. I can still hear your voice.
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
All right, bud.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
How about that War of the Roses from yesterday? Tori wants to find out if her boyfriend, long-term boyfriend, Dylan, is cheating on her based on something that she found in his bedroom that is not hers. And we get to the bottom of it in a brand new War of the Roses. You got to hear it. Coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Incredible Thing is a mesmerizing display of talent and creativity featuring music by Pet Shop Boys. Purchase tickets today. Visit charlotteballet.org.
Roy did it. He finally brought his didgeridoo into the studio for us to enjoy this morning when we have our big announcement at 7. Don't point that at me. I don't want spit coming out of it.
I know that he pointed it at me earlier.
Was that good?
Do something. You'll be able to watch Roy doing the didgeridoo on our Facebook Live coming up. How much longer, Tom? You think 10 minutes?
Yeah,
Yeah, 10 minutes is good. Yeah, shakes his head yes on radio. Love that. All right. You can win a brand new Kia at JT's Kia of Rock Hill. I'm going to be out there this Sunday from 12:30 to 2:30 for free cheer wine. Okay, we'll have that out there, so that's good. And you can win. That's in front of the car. It says free cheer wine and a car.
So come out for that free cheer wine. It's true.
It's a shot to win a car.
I love cheer wine, though. It is true.
I agree. But shouldn't the car be in front? Like, hey, you can win a brand new car. Plus, we'll have cheer wine.
Well, maybe you won't listen after you hear about the car.
Holy cow.
How about this? When you get the car, put the cheer wine in the cup holder.
We'll give you a ton of cheer wine if you win that car. You can win a new Kia from JT's Kia. Again, I'll be out there this Sunday giving away a new Kia starting at 12:30. Also, the MRL show, we want to let you know that Southwest Airlines is hooking you up with a voucher for Confession Wednesday in less than 1 hour from now, thanks to Life Sentence on Charlotte CW, WCCB. War of the Roses comes up in 3 minutes.
Name till they come.
War of the Roses, if you missed any of them, you can go listen to them on our podcast. Just download the Kiss 95.1 app. Don't forget, $500 is still up for grabs in our Wake Up and Win contest. I'll tell you this. If you signed up anytime in the 7 o'clock hour, I'd be listening in just a little bit. Up next, though, we would like to make a really, really big show announcement. That's right. You heard me right. A big, big show announcement coming up in less than 5 minutes.
You got to get up.
Brother.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So should we just leave it?
Does Tom need another song? What do we do here?
It's okay, Tom. You got this, brother. See, it's okay. From time to time, people here on the show, they got off days. I have off days all the time.
Intern Tom, who runs our Facebook Live, is having a little difficulty setting up this morning, but we have a big announcement that we want to make, but we want that to be on our Facebook Live.
Yeah.
So now we got to kill time.
Okay, technical difficulties.
Well, I do want to tell you, we all want to tell you about this really cool thing that's happening right now. It's called Show Us Your Big Green Thing. You could win free beer for a year. St. Patrick's Day is this weekend. I'm sure you have something big, something green. Bring it to the radio station. We're at 1520 South Boulevard, right across the street from the CVS. You bring us your big green thing. The person that brings us the biggest one gets the free beer for a year.
Yeah.
Last year, was it 2 years ago? Somebody brought.
We had tarps. We had all kinds of things.
Yep. And you gotta in order to get in, just bring anything big and green up. So at least you're in the game. Because to guess that your green thing might be too small, you're gonna get blown away by somebody. That's just not true. The other good thing is that we give you 3 days to do it. So you have today till 10, tomorrow till 10 a.m., then Friday till 9 a.m. to bring us your big green thing and show us what you got. Okay? And then you get free beer for a year thanks to Corona Light.
Yeah.
And find your beach.
As far as I know, and please, producer Nicole, correct me if I'm wrong, but here it is, 7:08, and no one's brought us a big green thing yet.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so we're still...
So I got a green juice here. Can I enter this?
Yeah. Right now, Loren's in the lead with a tiny green juice. Good for you, Loren.
Yeah, so show us your big green thing. Stop by the radio station, 1520 South Boulevard.
Right above where Carrabba's used to be in South End here, okay?
Perfect.
So we wanted to make a really big announcement here on the MRL show because that's what we're about, big announcements.
Yeah.
It's all about us.
All the time.
Yesterday, at about 11 a.m.,
11:02 to be exact,
after months of back-and-forth negotiations with Beasley Media Group and Quagmire, our boss, and Walter, our big boss, we are proud to say... What, Roy? What are we proud to say?
Don't you understand? I feel like I was meant for something more than this.
Is that our big announcement?
No, it is not.
What's our big announcement?
We are, our show got renewed.
Woo-hoo!
For many years to come. You know how your favorite TV show gets another season? Well, we got multiple coming your way.
Yeah, we were really, really excited to get the news and to put ink to paper yesterday and make it official.
I'm just happy that somebody wanted to renew this silly show.
Yeah, no kidding.
I thought that for sure they'd be like, oh, gosh, it's been
not
fun.
Out.
But it's a really, really exciting time for the MRL show. It's a really, really exciting time in radio. You know, we have our Facebook Live. The show is growing. Mm-hmm. The company's willing to put money into the show. We're adding more and more employees to the show, which is great.
We have a new producer that starts Monday. We get big things that this show is going to be delivering here in the future, and we're just so excited. I want to tell you what's happening, but a lot of big things are coming.
Yeah, absolutely. And none of them have to do with reality TV show or Whitney Thor, so we can take that off the table.
Well, yes. Facebook Live is like our own reality TV show.
That is true.
That is true. Absolutely.
Who knows? You think she'll ever come back to this show? Probably not.
I don't know. You know, what's funny is one of the old producers reached out to us yesterday to congratulate us.
Yeah.
Get this. I had three producers. Three.
Oh,
reach out.
We got lots of messages yesterday on social media, and if you follow us on social media, the announcement we just made is hardly a big announcement because you knew yesterday when we posted it, but a lot of people don't follow us at the MRL show, and therefore, we wanted to let everyone know that we have signed a long-term deal. We're going to be waking up Charlotte for a long, long time, and we're really, really happy and grateful to be part of KISS and, of course, Beasley Media Group. But Shelly sent a nice message. She said, this is so wonderful to hear. Congrats. The MRL show is my favorite radio morning show and the only one I listen to. The other radio shows make me feel so uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
They really offend me. You can't listen to them without a sexist or ignorant or bigotry comment coming out of someone's mouth. You guys are so inclusive, so nice, and so supportive of everyone. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for being wonderful humans and for a great morning show. Hashtag Team MRL for life. And Shelly, thank you so much. What a beautiful comment. And that's just one of a handful of great comments we got.
A handful. I mean, really, you guys have been great to us. So thank you. We received a ton of comments.
And what blows me away is when you get comments like this. Hey, you guys, I used to listen to the other guys and I just turned you on last month. Now I'm addicted. Listen to the podcast. Watch the Facebook Live. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I mean, there could be somebody listening right now for the first time.
Right.
And welcome to the family. You know, we are a show that we will always put a smile on your face. You know, we don't talk politics.
And when we do, it's wrong.
So you feel as dumb as we do.
Let me tell you, we are not professionals. You should not get advice from anyone in radio when it comes to anything qualified.
Nobody's coming to us for political advice. Let's be honest.
And now to celebrate the fact that we've signed a long-term contract, our very own Roy brought in his didgeridoo.
I did.
And he's going to play us an ancient Australian celebratory song on his didgeridoo.
You guys didn't know I'm a didgeridoo player.
The didgeridoo, for those of you that might not know, is the long wooden instrument.
Okay, so you have to spit into this thing to play it, and he keeps pointing it in my direction.
My bad.
All right, buddy, what you got for us?
You ready?
Yep.
Hang on.
Roy. There you go.
Oh, now he's warming up. Now.
Wow. It's beautiful, Roy.
Whoa.
Watch out.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You can do it without even playing.
Look at you go, buddy.
There you go.
Wow. Take it away, bud. Take a breath.
Yeah, how are you doing that?
This is so stupid.
Oh, that's funny stuff. All right, Loren, let's keep the show moving, shall we?
Yes.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Yes, you are stuck with us for the foreseeable future, so congratulations.
So, speaking of Australia and the didgeridoo,
our boss is awesome.
Yeah, did he just fire us?
Pretty much. He said, "Don't post anymore. Don't talk about the contract anymore. There's an issue with it."
Oh boy,
that's funny.
He said, "Move on."
That's funny.
All right. So, since we were just talking about Australia, something happened at a concert that caused Lil Wayne to threaten the crowd. I'll tell you what happened coming up in the Dirty in 10 minutes.
Plus, if you are playing our Wake Up and Win contest, you put your name down in the 7 o'clock hour. I'd be listening within the next 5 minutes or so. Hey, Loren.
Yes?
When Zero Res comes to your house, do you offer them Like a drink, anything like that?
Of course I do.
Yeah, you should.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point, is if you have any service people, let alone, you know, the guys from Zero Res coming to your house, you should offer them, you know, a drink or, you know, hey, would you like a bite? You want to watch something on TV?
Okay, I mean, are you inviting them into your family? Like, hey, come on in. Have dinner with us.
Yes. Are you coming back for Christmas or the holidays? Yes, you should do all of that. But honestly, the reason why I bring this up is because I had Zero Res at my house the other day. I offered the tech, who was a great guy, some water. And he's like, I'm good, man. I'm going to knock out your house. I got three more and then I'm done for the day.
It's true.
Yep.
And, you know, the great thing about Zero Res is that they're professionals that you can afford.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I see them all the time. I have a lot of spills in my house, so I have them there constantly. But it's funny that you say, like, family, because Art and I are on a first name basis now. He comes in. I'm like, hey, you want a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Like, let me get you something to eat.
Yeah.
But they are great. And so is their product. They use empowered water. It's safe for our kids and pets. That's why Manny and I trust them. But they're going to hook you up with three rooms for just $119.
That's a really, really good deal. Mm-hmm. Shop that deal around anywhere else. You won't find it. And the thing you said just a minute ago, professional. Mm-hmm. They are totally professional. I wouldn't use anybody else. I would only trust Zero Res. Check them out online, ZeroResCharlotte.com.
Steve.
My Pet Shop Boys. Purchase tickets today. Visit charlotteballet.org.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Oh my gosh. So many people are walking away with $500 thanks to the MRL show just for listening to us. It's our way of saying thank you, Charlotte. And thank you, Carolinas, for making us the most listened to morning show.
And if you haven't gone to the website to put your name in for this yet, this is the last week. Go to kiss951.com, put your name in. If we call your name at the time, you get $500.
So right now, at 7:20, Wendy Cates wakes up with us from Gastonia. So Wendy Cates, we are looking to give you $500. You've got 15 minutes to call us back and get yours.
Wendy Cates in Gastonia, you are on the clock. Call us right now.
704-570-9595, and good luck.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Oh, Loren.
Yes.
Before you give us the very latest on the Dirty, we want to know what's that name that you called out?
It was Wendy Cates of Gastonia. That's who we're looking for right now for $500 in our Wake Up and Win contest.
So if you know Wendy, maybe she's not listening right now. Maybe she said, I usually do it, but there's an emergency and I can't do it right now, or I'm preoccupied with the kids. Whatever it is, if you know Wendy Cates in Gastonia, have her call us right now.
704-570-9595. We want to give you that money.
I love that everyone's been helping each other out, too. So if you hear a friend's name, people are blowing up that person's social media and phone.
Yeah,
we had someone tell us last week that they were hearing from people that they didn't know on social media. Mm-hmm. They found them.
Yeah. Okay, so congratulations is in order to Cam Newton and his longtime girlfriend as they announced the pregnancy of baby number 3.
Yay!
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 Woo-hoo! This is a new announcement, obviously, but she posted a picture and she looks pretty far along.
Good.
So
good for her.
Maybe we'll have a new little Newton here in no time.
Oh, baby!
Woo! My God, that scared the crap out of me.
Sorry, he's excited.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Yeah!
We're good. I don't like that one.
I kind of did.
That scared me.
Okay, so a scary moment in Australia. Lil Wayne was performing at a festival, and somebody was throwing things onto the stage and almost hit him with a water bottle.
Ooh.
Oh,
well,
no.
He won't stand for that, and he made a comment to the crowd that,
he threatened undergarments up on stage at concerts.
Yes.
Right.
He threatened the crowd and then said, well, listen, if you guys throw anything else, if anyone else is feeling froggy, I'll just leave then.
I occasionally get my boxers and wrap water bottles in it and throw it up there so it gets longer distance.
I remember Roy, when Cardi B came for the CIAA, he threw her boxers up there and it covered her head. Perfect shot.
Let me tell you about the Cardi B. That was the biggest waste of money I've ever
seen. Stop it.
She didn't perform.
It doesn't matter. You got to see her twerk.
But technically, they never said she was performing.
Okay. You know what?
It was implied.
Yeah.
Did you ask for your boxers back after you threw them up on stage? But, hey, sorry.
It is funny, though. I had a fantastic time that night, and Sterling was, he was so upset.
Your boyfriend was expecting a performance.
Me, I was just enjoying the music.
So the Chainsmokers are, they're dropping a new song on Friday, and they've been teasing it with a picture of a car that's on fire with the lyrics, "I just want to drink tequila with my friends." So we have retweeted that at the MRL show, and we'll be looking for that new music.
What's
on
happening? I just got an alert on my phone that we have a winter weather advisory.
There's some snow north
is
of us.
Is there? No, well, Union County just got one.
Huh.
What?
What's going on?
I guess there's some snow coming.
Is there?
Through.
All right, we'll be careful out there.
All right. Breakup alert. Zayn and Gigi Hadid have broken up. They've called it quits. I know. After 2 years of dating, they've just grown apart, and their schedules were so tough that they couldn't make it work anymore. Zayn shared that she's an incredible soul and that I'm grateful for our fans and the fact that they are respecting this difficult decision. We wish the news would have come from us directly, but we love you all. So.
Perfect.
But that is your dirty for now.
All right, let's play.
Dirty on the 30.
Let's play Can't Beat Lorraine. 704-570-9595. Call now and take her down.
Hey.
Cold Brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Plus applicable taxes.
Kiss traffic.
Inbound Independence a little slower than normal thanks to an earlier crash around Briar Creek. That wreck out of the way, but slow traffic trying to work itself out. Eastway Drive at Arnold Drive. A crash. Also trouble on Harris Boulevard at Davis Lake Parkway and Allegheny at Chrisman Street. Traffic brought to you by BP Gasoline. At BP, they believe a little brightness goes a long way. Stop in, fuel up, and take off on your next big or little adventure. BP, every day brighter.
So make sure you come and hang out with us at Dave & Buster's this week. It's called the MRL Super Shot Challenge. Here's what we got for you. A private viewing party for the basketball finals. For you and nine of your friends, all you have to do is join us at Dave & Buster's this Thursday and Friday. This Thursday, we're in Pineville.
Thursday, we're in Pineville. Friday, we're in Concord. Yep. And Dave & Buster's, by the way, is a great spot to watch the game. So when you cut out during lunch to bring your brackets over and get a look, there's tons of TVs there, great food, and like we said, we'll play the basketball arcade basketball challenge you to win.
So Pineville this Thursday, 12 to 2. Concord this Friday, 12 to 2. Dave & Buster's, come hang out with us.
The name that we're waiting to hear from, Lorraine, is?
Yeah, we're still waiting to hear from Wendy Cates of Gastonia.
She's literally got like 2 minutes.
Yeah, she says she listens at 7:20, so she should be listening currently.
All right, Wendy, your clock time is running out, girl.
Amy Roy, and now it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine, sponsored by Corona Life on Kiss 95.1.
So are we going to play Can't Beat Lorraine?
Yes.
Okay. So Odessa and Julia, welcome to the Mani, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. You are playing Can't Beat Lorraine.
Yes.
So Odessa and Julian, do us a favor. Throw Lorraine out so we can try and make you guys big winners.
All right, Lorraine, time to leave the studio.
All right, I'm going.
We want to thank Corona Light, Find Your Beach. Corona Light sponsoring Can't Beat Lorraine today. She is out of the studio. We are on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, you'll see she's out of the studio, so only we can hear the questions.
All right, here we go. Question number one, Odessa and Julian in Charlotte. Olympian Simone Biles turns 20 this week. What sport did Biles compete in during the 2014 Olympics?
Gymnastics.
And question two, former boyfriend of Bobby Brown's daughter, Bobby Christina, has been arrested on domestic violence charges. Who is Bobby Christina's mom?
Whitney Houston.
After 2 years of dating, Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid have decided to call it quits. What boy band was Zayn a part of?
One Direction.
This physicist, known for his findings regarding black holes and coping with ALS, passed away yesterday at the age of 76. Who is that?
Neil something.
Okay, question five. Misha Barton denies crashing a U-Haul into an apartment building despite videos circulating that suggest otherwise. What 2000s TV drama is Misha Barton known for starring in?
The OC.
Come on in, Lorraine.
Yeah, really good. Come on in. You're good. Lorraine, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Odessa and Julian got four correct.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Olympian Simone Biles turned 20 this week. What sport did Biles compete in during the 2014 Olympics?
She is a gymnast.
That's right, 101.
Former boyfriend of Bobby Brown's daughter, Bobby Christina, has been arrested on domestic violence charges. Who is Bobby Christina's mom?
Whitney Houston.
Good
After years of dating, Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid have decided to call it quits. What boy band was Zayn a part of?
One Direction.
You're right.
Yes.
It's 3-3.
This physicist, known for his findings regarding black holes and coping with ALS, passed away at the age of 76 yesterday.
Stephen Hawking.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Odessa said Neil something.
And since we're not Jeopardy, it's Stephen Hawking. You said the S, but we're okay with that.
Okay. Yeah.
We're not Jeopardy.
4-3.
Okay.
Which means your questions could be somewhat right here. Misha Barton denies crashing a U-Haul into an apartment building despite video circulating suggests otherwise. What 2000s TV drama is Misha Barton known for starring on? And a 3. And a 2.
And a 1.
I don't know.
And a 1. That's incorrect. It is the OC. Odessa and Julian got that correct. Final score 4-4. It's a tie.
Not an OC fan?
Actually, I was on an episode of the OC.
You must not have worked with Misha that day.
No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. okay. So, Odessa and Julian, I'm sorry. It was a tie. So, you know what I want to hear before we let you go?
This is Odessa and Julian. We can't beat Lauren, but we can tie her.
Great job, guys.
Yeah, great job.
You guys are a great day.
Thank you. Binge watching the OC has really paid off for them. Good for you.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Could it be? There's no possible way that somebody would call with 1 minute remaining to win $500 from us.
Well, we were looking for Wendy Cates
of
Gastonia.
Is this Wendy of Gastonia?
This is.
Well, aren't you just waiting till the last second?
I almost did not listen today, and then
what happened? Why did we offend you?
What's Tanner doing that was so important?
No, I had it set on my iTunes when I got in the car.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Literally right before you guys said my name the last time, I turned it on.
So what did we learn from this?
Right. That she only wins $100 because she was listening to iTunes.
No, we'll give you the $500, but no more iTunes, and you only listen to us, okay?
Let this be a lesson.
Wendy Cates of Gastonia, the Gas House, you are a big winner. Thank you so much for occasionally listening to the MRL Morning Show.
Listen every other day, I promise.
I mean, what are we going up against on iTunes?
Yeah, what's the song?
What did we lose to yesterday or today?
I was listening to Nirvana.
Nirvana?
Oh, okay, well, we don't really play Nirvana, no. So at least it wasn't. Well,
thank you so much for casually listening.
Hey, we would be lying if you said you were a diehard listener who was there every day with us.
I usually am.
Yeah, I bet you are. Here we go. We'll play Nirvana
there
for you.
There you go.
We'll play Nirvana. So this is just rules. You got to stay with us from now on, okay?
I will, I promise.
There you go, Wendy in Gastonia. Thank you so much. $500 richer for listening to the MRL show. Boy, are we a servicing morning show?
Yeah.
Did you want it? We'll just do it for you. No problem.
Still to come.
All right, man, we got to get to Confession Wednesday. You know what's really cool about this Confession Wednesday, Manny?
If you get your confession on the air, you're in the running for a voucher thanks to Southwest Airlines to fly anywhere. This voucher is good thanks to our friends at WCCB for the TV show Life Sentence on Charlotte CW.
So if you want to get your confession on and get in the running for that Southwest card, make sure you call 704-570-9595. Deep Dark Secrets in a judgment-free zone. Call and confess.
And a free flight.
The Manny from
2018 for travel between 6/7/2018 and 8/12/2018. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
Sorry, I was talking to one of the interns. Telling them about this great place in South Park called
Diamonds Direct.
Oh, were we supposed to yell that together?
I thought so.
Sorry,
I thought it was going to be like this cute Diamonds Direct. You know what I mean?
Should we try it again?
Yeah, we can try it again.
A place in South Park called
Diamonds Direct.
Man, the one thing that we can do is know that we can go there for a great deal, and you're not going to get the wool pulled over your eyes, and you are going to get educated on what you're buying.
Yeah, because when you go there, they take time to teach you and show you clarity and what's good diamonds, what's bad diamonds. You know, they have the biggest selection, And they're not there just trying to get a sale. They're trying to make sure that you get the perfect diamond for the perfect occasion for whatever it may be.
Yep, and they've also got an awesome warranty. And, you know, other jewelry stores, they may have a warranty too, but if you read the fine print, it's like you got to bring your ring in every 6 months. It's a whole thing. But with Diamonds Direct, they've got you covered. Go see our friends at Diamonds Direct. They're on Sharon Road across from the South Park Mall.
Charlotte, where did winter go?
It's boat time.
All right, here's the deal. We know Confession Wednesday is a day that everybody enjoys. People love hearing deep, dark secrets from each other. So we've sweetened up the deal thanks to Life Sentence on the WCCB, Charlotte CW, at 9 o'clock. Tonight, by the way, they are helping us with Confession Wednesday by rewarding people that get a confession on the air. You're in the running for a $300 Southwest Airlines gift card that'll fly you wherever you want to go. So get your confessions on the air right now at 704-570-9595. We got some lines open on Confession Wednesday.
You got to get up. Kiss 95.1.
Of course, you could be anonymous. Could be a confession that's funny. Could be a confession that's serious.
You never know.
Something that you've been holding in for a long time. Something that just happened.
You know, if your confession makes the air, you could get a $300 Southwest Airlines voucher. And it's all thanks to our friends at WCCB, Charlotte CW. Life Sentence airs Wednesdays at 9.
All right. You ready to get this started, Loren?
Let's do it.
Let's bring in Anonymous from Denver. You're first up on Confession Wednesday.
Good morning.
Good morning. What would you like to confess?
So when I was in middle school, there was a boy in gym class that would always pick on me in front of all the other boys, and I'd go in the locker room and cry. Aww. And then when I was in high school, I worked at a Starbucks, and I hadn't seen this kid in years because he went to a different high school. And I looked through the window when he was ordering. I could see him in the car. And when he was coming up, I was like, oh, I'm going to get him. So I made his drink decaf to get back at him.
You know, I just don't feel the same this morning. I'm still dragging a little bit.
You know, I don't drink coffee. Do you taste a difference?
No, you can't really taste the difference, but you can feel it.
Yeah, you can feel the difference.
Okay.
Now, did you feel better about yourself after that, Anonymous?
It's just funny to look back on. It was a funny little way when I was a kid to feel like I've got it. I've stuck to it.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Hold on a second. Nicole, do I need to put them back on hold? No, they're good. Okay. Well, okay, thanks for calling, Anonymous.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
All right, let's do Anonymous and Gastonia. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show with Confession Wednesday. What would you like to confess on this snowy morning?
Hello?
Anonymous?
Hi, yeah, you're live.
Oh, like, my mom, she got pregnant before she met my dad, but she told my dad that it was his. And 37 years later, my uncle tells me that my sister is not really my half-sister. I mean, she's my half-sister, not my whole sister.
So you don't share the same dad?
No, but my sister doesn't know this yet.
So is your sister really your dad's dad?
No, not biologically.
So both of you have different fathers?
Yeah. Well, he's my real dad, but not her real dad.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Who is her real dad, do you know?
I think he passed away a couple years ago.
Man, so you think you're going to tell her this?
Oh, my gosh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that.
I mean, we've heard this story before on the show, Roy, and isn't it like if it comes down, like people say they you should know who your parents are just based on health, if they ever need to have
health information. Sure, like what runs in your family.
What runs in your family and stuff,
right.
Yeah.
But also, whoever your dad is may... It doesn't have to be whoever's biologically your father.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, your dad could be any father.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. No, I get that. I just meant a lot of times, like, people want to know, you know, hey, maybe you have he has a kidney disease and it wants to go on to, you know, they want you to be screened for it or whatever.
You know, and I have a close friend that did exactly that, you guys, that she did not tell the father that it was
her kid.
Yeah, it wasn't his kid. And I still today, it's one of those things that I'm like, I feel like it's going to backfire.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how long you can keep that secret.
Yeah.
Why do you know?
Why do I know? Because I know who she actually
conceived with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got another X-Lax confession. That seems to be a very popular one. We'll get to that. Plus, someone was getting married and their ex contacted them before the marriage. How far did they go? We'll find out coming up on another round of Confession Wednesday.
Now it's your turn. 95.1.
So if your confession gets on the air, you're going to be in the running to get a free flight from Southwest Airlines, $300 gift card. All thanks to our friends at Life Sentence on the CW, WCCB here in Charlotte.
Reports coming in from all over the area of snow falling here. Yeah. Surprise snow for some up north. It's sticking, so it's be careful.
Surprise snow for us here in South. Yeah. I look outside and we've got flurries.
That is true. That is true. We're going to tell you how you can win a free beer for life coming up in less than 10 minutes, but we got to get down to business.
I have a confession to make.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Yes, 95.1.
All right, let's continue Confession Wednesday with Anonymous and Lenore. You are live on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey there.
Hey. So, yeah. I recently got married not that long ago, and probably about a couple weeks before, you know, the date was set to go on, I had an ex contact me, and, you know, we had been previously dating, and his girlfriend had gotten pregnant, and so he made the decision to get back to her, even though he was with me at, you know, at the time. And so he was like, whenever he contacted me, it was just out of the blue, random. And he was like, I love you. I've always loved you. Don't marry him. You know, just let me go take you out to dinner. We'll go do this. I don't want to miss out on this opportunity. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
Because, I mean, it was just randomly out of the blue. Like, I mean, you know, from nowhere. And it's just, I later on, like, because I Facebook stalked him.
Yeah.
Later on, I found out that his girlfriend was actually pregnant with their second child. So I'm like, okay, this makes sense now.
So you didn't end up going to dinner with him, did you?
No.
And how did he reach out to you?
I love my husband. He Facebook messaged me.
Okay.
You love your husband, but you haven't told your husband.
No. But
some things they don't need to. Here's the thing.
I agree with that.
She didn't do anything with it.
Kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I totally agree with that. I think half the problem with society now is we all know everything. Everybody knows way too much. About each other, what goes on in the world. I even feel like government. Like, I don't want to know. You all do your thing. Cut my taxes, and I'll be happy.
I think that it's not worth the drama telling him. I mean, it's not that I'm hiding it, but, you know, I'm worried about anything.
There was nothing there, so why bring it up?
Exactly.
Right, gotcha.
If he asked about it, thanks, Anonymous. I mean, I wouldn't hide it, but, I mean, there's no real need to bring it up.
Let's go with Anonymous in Fort Mill. What's your confession?
So, I was married, and we're now been divorced by 10 years, but we were arguing and, you know, made dinner one night and had mashed potatoes. Well, I crushed up like 3 egg whites and put them in his mashed potatoes. They were orange. Why he didn't realize that his potatoes were orange tins, I don't know, but he then, when we got home the next day, to tell me he had almost to make it to work because he was going to crack it in his pants.
Why did he get put the X-Lax in the mashed potatoes? What was the revenge?
He made me mad. We were arguing, and he just, by that point, we were arguing all the time. I was set up.
I like how you didn't notice the orange mashed potatoes.
Yeah, or the strange taste that went along with it.
Can that be our X-Lax confession of the day so we don't get 8 more? Because it seems like people put X-Lax all the time in people's things.
You know, I'm waiting for the one day we get an X-Lax story and they're like, and nothing happened. His stomach handled it.
He had a stomach of iron.
This is
Anonymous.
Anonymous in Iron Station. You are on the MRL Morning Show with Confession Wednesday.
Good morning.
Good morning. What would you like to confess?
Back in September, I had a friend call me from Fuquay. I live down here, so it's 3 hours away, and told me that my brother was on the news and was wanted for a robbery at the Harris Teeter. So I got a hold of the police department, speaking to the detective on the case, and asked him if there was any way that he could screenshot me.
We're losing her.
Man.
Anonymous?
Me.
Are you there? We're losing your phone. Are you there?
Okay. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
He's just cutting in and out.
So he, get out of the car.
Okay, be careful.
And so he sent me a picture of the suspect, and it was my brother.
Oh, no.
So I gave him the information. Well, my brother had just gotten out of prison doing his fourth time on June 5th. And then on 9/11, he went and robbed another store.
I thought you were going to say you hid your brother.
Me too.
From the police. Okay, you turned him in.
I turned him in, yes.
And he has no idea that you were the one that turned him in.
No, and he goes to court this month, at the end of this month, and they're charging him with habitual. He's getting 5 to 7.
Oh, wow. Now, do you
he's
get
been in 4 times.
Do you get, like, a reward when you turn someone in?
No. He asked if I had wanted it, because there was a reward actually on the Facebook page, but I just couldn't. I told him no, I didn't want it.
Wow.
That
okay.
The reward actually was just, he's really bad on drugs, and he's more safe locked up.
So yeah. So you really think in a way that he would never understand you're helping him?
No.
Hey, is this the first time you've ever turned him in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm just thinking like you're following him around. Like every time he does something, you turn him in.
Would you turn Vin, your brother, in?
I don't know. Yeah. See, there's another layer there.
Depends on what it was.
Well, she said he's, on some medications or whatever he's on, so he's probably safer that way.
Mm-hmm.
If it were for my brother's safety, I think I would have a harder time not turning him in. But if it was, I don't know.
I think if I had a family member, a brother come to me, let's say murder, I would be
that route?
Yeah, murder.
Okay.
Let's say murder, right? That's the big granddaddy.
No,
right?
I don't think I could hide somebody.
I wouldn't hide him, but I would tell I'm just get away from, like, you're not staying here.
Uh-huh.
Get away from me. And if the police came and asked, I would tell them, but I don't know if I would.
Go to the police.
I don't know. It's family, man. I know it's probably not the right thing to say, but I'm just guessing hypothetically.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you don't know what happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't know if it was self-defense or what the...
I know Cindy, your mom would hide you in a heartbeat, boy.
She would
build you a bunker and send food down.
You know what? She'd be like, they probably deserved it, sweetheart. Come on home. You come on home.
Here's a buffet for you.
I'll protect you, baby. All right, let's talk with Yvonne in Spruce Pine. You were on the MRL Morning Show. What would you like to confess?
Well, I used to work at a welding shop up here, and I was the only female. And my supervisor was always talking smut to me.
Mm.
And I got tired of it, but I didn't want to tell on him and then be a tattletale. So I came in early and I tack welded all his tools to his table and told the rest of the guys. And we all waited for him to come in. You should have seen the look on his face when he couldn't pick his hammer up and he couldn't figure out why. And it was worth it. It really was. And, after that, he really never bothered me again.
Wow.
There you go. Good for you being the only female in a pretty much male-dominated occupation.
Yeah.
All right, one more to finish up Confession Wednesday.
Great. This is Anonymous in Charlotte. You are on the MRL Morning Show. What would you like to confess?
Good morning. I'd like to confess, I had been sleeping with this guy for a while. I knew he was married. I guess last night I got bored and decided to contact the wife. And I don't know, I just told her everything. Like, I told her we'd been sleeping together for a year. I sent her screenshots, pictures, everything.
All because you were bored? Or your conscience got the best of you? Like, was it really boredom or were you feeling...
No, he hit me up that evening and I was like, I'm just really kind of done with this. I think I'm good.
Huh.
And I got bored later that night and I was like, man, why'd I do that? And then I was like, screw it. Watch this.
Interesting.
So okay. How did the wife take it?
Oh, speaking that I know her, she was not happy.
How well did you know her?
Since I've known him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you really think you did the right thing here and, like, maybe it's your way of erasing what you felt guilty doing?
Oh, I didn't feel guilty doing it.
Oh, you didn't?
Okay.
See, some people would feel guilty about doing it and be like, well, if I told her, then maybe my guilt would go away.
That's why I asked her, were you really bored or did your conscience get the better of you?
Yeah.
Said, nope, just bored.
Okay. All right.
Just bored.
Thanks, okay. Anonymous. And that's why we have War of the Roses, people.
Yeah. Judgment free, man.
Totally.
Judgment free.
What a great Confession Wednesday. Thank you. We'll do it again next week, I believe. Do we have another Southwest next week? Today was the last one?
No,
okay.
That was it.
Okay, good. Well, thank you so much to Life Sentence on WCCB, Charlotte CW, 9 o'clock tonight. Producer Nicole will contact somebody off the air and let you know if you've won the $300 Southwest Airlines gift card, along with some other goodies from that show. We're getting reports of snow falling all over the area. I guess north of here, it's like really sticking.
Yeah.
Look at people's Instagram and Facebook pages.
Really?
I really thought that if it did snow, it'd be just a couple flurries. I didn't think that people would be under like winter weather advisory.
I guess. Yeah, it's just a big burst that's coming out of nowhere, out of the blue.
Watch it been predicted for weeks and we're just...
No, you know
totally
me.
In the dark about it.
Yeah.
I'm a weather nerd and I know that this was not...
You know,
on people's lists.
My new Jeep gives like it has push notifications on it. I haven't figured out how to shut it off.
Of course,
yet.
You haven't.
But
your Jeep talks to you.
Well, yeah, I get like these winter advisory things.
That's
but
cool.
I've gotten probably 15 in the last 2 days, and it's so annoying to me because I'm like, it's not snowing here. It's not going to snow here.
Yeah.
And I look outside and now it's snowing.
Right. It thinks you're in Asheville.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, Loren is the worst driver. We're going to get into that conversation coming up at 8:30 this morning.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Before we drop a bomb on Loren and talk about her poor driving, she's going to shine with the Dirty on the 30.
Yes, and we're also going to get into how you can win free beer for a year, Manny.
So what did Miley Cyrus do this time? That she's being sued for $300 million? That's a lot of money.
Doesn't matter. I guarantee you, if we put Miley Cyrus in your Jeep, she could back it up into a spot.
Okay, enough. I'll tell you what Miley Cyrus did to be sued for that amount of money coming up in the Dirty and 30 on 30.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:50 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in your car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
If you missed it a little earlier at 7 a.m. this morning, we announced that we have inked a long-term contract with our parent company, Beasley Media Group, and we're happy to be part of Kiss 95.1 for a long, long time to come. So thank you guys, honestly, for making that happen, making us Charlotte's new, we are Charlotte's newest morning show, but we're also the most listened to morning show. So thank you for that, guys. We appreciate it.
Yes, we do. So before we get into Lorenz Dirty, we got to tell you, we're giving away free beer for a year. It's all thanks to Corona Light. It's called Show Us Your Big Green Thing with St. Patrick's Day. with St. Patrick's Day this Saturday, I'm sure you got some big green things somewhere around. Bring it to our radio station, 1520 South Boulevard. We're doing it today, tomorrow, and Friday, just during the morning show, not like in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that brings us the biggest green thing wins the free beer for a year.
Eric tweeted, "Hey, I have a giant green work van. I'll be bringing that by tomorrow morning."
There you go.
And again, we are on South Boulevard, like Roy just said, 1520 South Boulevard, above the old Carrabba's. I mean, we can't say that enough.
Yeah. Aveda Institute is downstairs. Mm-hmm. You probably drive by that all the time.
Yeah.
Jacob wants to say, what are the rules about measuring the big green thing? Do you have, is it on length or square footage?
We use pi. We're going to use the pi formula.
Radius.
I don't know. It's probably in the rules.
Yeah, I believe it is surface area.
I think it's surface area.
Yes.
How do you calculate that? Don't know. That's why I'm not measuring.
Leave that up for the experts.
Yeah.
We sure aren't experts.
So bring it on by the radio station, 1520 South Boulevard, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Courtney said, I would have to say that I am the worst driver. Manny just joked that Loren might be the worst driver in Charlotte, but I believe I am. 3 car accidents in 5 months.
Good gosh. Mm-hmm. Get off the road.
Roy.
That's a lot.
I know. That was a little aggressive.
That's a lot. Yeah, her wrecking so much within 5 months.
Maybe it was the other person's
fault.
That
is true.
She could be a victim of circumstance.
That is true. I shouldn't jump to conclusions.
Loren told me a story off the air about her dad teaching her how to drive stick, and we've got to talk about that coming up in 10 minutes, but first things first.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
She crashed into a fence in an open field. Go figure.
There's so much more to the story, too.
Okay, good.
okay. So what did Miley Cyrus do that is going to cost her $300 million? Well, according to a Jamaican singer, she stole his theme to one of his songs. Now, this song came out 4 years before Miley was even born, and it never hit the charts in the U.S. He's saying she didn't steal my lyrics or the music to my song, but what she did was steal the creative and unique lyrical phraseology in order to establish an overarching theme in the realm of self-discovery and self-governing.
Okay, sounds to me like some...
What?
Some attorney got a hold of him.
Yeah, I mean, where does that even come from? Like, do you know how many songs are about the same thing? That's like saying, I'm going to sue anyone that has a love song. Come on.
Here it is, by the way. You want to hear it?
Sure.
What?
Sounds like dogs.
It says a song made by dogs.
What?
Yeah. That wasn't the real song, by the way.
Right. Oh, okay. I thought it was. How am I supposed to know? The story was already crazy.
I like that you were going with us for the changes, though.
Good, buddy. Good. Yeah. That's why we love you.
That's pretty funny.
So, speaking of music, our boy Zayn and Gigi Hadid have called it quits. A lot of people are upset about this. They did it for 2 years. And
you know what happened? He didn't want to put a ring on it. She's moving on.
You think so? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Now, according to my sources, they're saying their schedules were just so hectic and they weren't spending a lot of time together. And they just kind of seemed to drift apart. So Zayn did say, though, that she's an incredible soul and he's grateful for their fans for respecting them during this difficult decision. And they wish that the news would have came from the couple, you know, directly, but it had gotten out ahead of them. So they said, we love you all. And a big congratulations is due for Cam Newton. Him and his longtime girlfriend are expecting their third baby.
Mm. Good for them.
Yeah.
So they have Sovereign.
Sovereign Dior and Chosen.
Chosen. And now a
new
baby.
We'll have to wait and see.
No word on how far along she is.
No, but this was a new announcement, and the photo that she posted on her Instagram, she looks pretty far along.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's got there's a defined baby bump there, but it's also baby number 3, and people show sooner the second and third time around, so
cool.
Who knows? Actually, this is her 4th.
Yes, okay. Her 3rd with Cam.
Yes, exactly.
All right, what's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to get? What does Lauren like?
Oh, my gosh. I feel like a shovel because I'm looking outside, and the flurries are getting bigger, and they're coming down even harder.
Yeah, it's pretty big snow.
Anyway, we missed Taco Tuesday, but if you get this now, you'll have it for next Taco Tuesday. But you know when you get a hard taco, and it doesn't quite sit up on your plate, and every time you take a bite of it and sit it down, the taco falls apart? Well, there's a taco plate made specifically to hold tacos upright so you're not fighting your plate as you eat it.
Okay.
You don't have to hold it the whole time. You can actually sit it down.
That's good.
Yeah. So we'll have that for you, and you can find all of what Lauren likes on our website, kiss951.com.
Okay. The next segment is not to make fun of Lauren. This
I
is
feel
something,
like you are.
Well, you make fun of yourself for being a bad driver. And we don't even have to talk about what happened recently. I don't even care about that. I just want to know the story about when your dad taught you how to drive stick.
Yeah.
All right. And then maybe we can get into a bunch of stories, Roy, about when you were learning how to drive, like what happened.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get into that coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Hey, want to get
55 Lakeview at Statesville and 10th Street at Graham, 85 northbound, still trying to recover after a wreck around Highway 7, exit 23 in Gaston County. Traffic brought to you by RE/MAX. With access to millions of home listings and 115,000 knowledgeable agents, RE/MAX recommends what's right for you. Visit RE/MAX.com to find your home and agent now.
Make sure you visit kiss951.com to refresh and revamp your home. Spring spruce up tips from the great outdoors of Cherryville.
And listen to the Friday free-for-all all this Friday morning for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Nelly at the Kannapolis Intimidator Stadium on Saturday, April 14th. Snow likely that day, but Nelly will still perform.
Yeah.
A surprise snow, I'm sure. No, honestly, it's going to be a lot of fun. Friday free-for-all, by the way, starts at 7:45 Friday morning to win Nelly tickets from the MRL show.
Manny Roy,
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Jerry sent us a message on Instagram and said he's on his way with his garbage can. It's green. He's right around the corner from us.
Cool. Come on, Jerry.
He's going to be the first entry in our Big Green Thing contest brought to you by Corona Light. Find your beach. Free beer for a year. Whoever brings us the biggest green thing between now and Friday, 6 to 10 while we're on the air. So don't be showing up at 2.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going to be here to see it. So you have to come during the morning show.
Yeah, zero entries so far.
Yeah, well, Jerry's on his way with a garbage can, apparently.
Yeah,
he'll be the front runner.
I got my little green juice here. That's the only thing entered currently.
Lorraine's got a shot glass of green juice. That's the lead right now. So, all right, tell everyone, Lorraine, you are self-admitted not a great driver.
It's so embarrassing because I am such a bad driver, and I'm well aware that I'm not the best person on the road.
You don't have good confidence in yourself.
Yeah, I just have some depth perception issues and confidence, I guess. Yeah. But I will tell you this. I cannot parallel park every once in a while, have a good day and be able to do it. I cannot back into a parking spot.
Now we're talking your cars were both the new Jeep and your old car were equipped with backup cameras.
Yes. But the backing up is not the problem. It's being too close to the other cars on either side.
And I want to say her cars have alarms that if you get too close, it beeps.
Just in the back, though. The front would have been nice. I'm not harboring anything there. Okay, but when I first learned how to drive, I had a kind of traumatic first experience learning to drive a stick shift. My dad took me to this field and he's like, we're in a field. Like, what could she do? What could she hit?
Right.
Well, a couple descriptions from my dad on what to do in the car. Okay. So I get into first gear and I start going along and I started to get really close to the fence that was in this field.
Turn away.
Yep.
Turn away.
So my dad, instead of saying turn away, his form of communication was typically yelling. Yeah. And it scared me. So I popped the clutch and hit the fence. So I broke the fence. And now, mind you, on the other side of this fence, it's like two fields together. And I'm in one field. And then there's this fence. And there's horses in the other field. So upon knocking this fence down, as we're trying to figure out how to put it back up, three horses get out.
Oh, my gosh.
And my dad,
got out.
I did not hear the end of it for like 3 days.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I was never allowed to drive his truck ever again.
Oh, man. You know, I don't know how to drive stick shift.
Well, let Lorraine teach you. Clearly, she knows.
My dad.
I'm good now.
Oh, you can do it now?
Well, kind of. So there's this thing I have about inclines. So if I'm on a hill, it's not great.
Yeah, nobody's good on a hill.
But on flat ground, I'm fine.
I don't even understand that because I never made it out of the driveway.
You'll go backwards.
You roll.
And then you pop the clutch.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called.
Yeah, so my dad had a communication of kind of yelling, too, mm-hmm. when he came to teaching. And I said, before we even began, I said, Dad, if you yell at me, I ain't doing it. We couldn't even get out of the driveway. He yelled at me. And I put it in park. Yeah. Well, I put it in whatever it is to park it.
Neutral.
There's a famous Maney family story where my brother Rich was driving my dad's stick car. And he was 17, so he had his driver's license. My mom and my aunt were driving with him. And he was going up a little incline. And popped the clutch and the car stalled. And my mom and my aunt laughed at him. So he got out of the car, walked home, left him there.
So I learned how to drive. When I really learned how to drive stick after that whole incident was in Florida. And I was in the car with my brother in my like first little stick shift Jetta. And I was on the drawbridge and that's an incline. Well, people in Florida get really close to your back bumper and there was a BMW behind me. So the bridge goes down mm-hmm. and everyone starts to go and I'm crying. I'm like, I'm going to hit this Beamer behind me. I'm like, go around, go around. Oh. Like everyone's looking at me. I'm in tears in the front seat. It looks like my boyfriend is breaking up with me because my brother's with me. Like people are honking. I'm like, it's fine.
So what did you do?
I stayed there until the Beamer went around
me.
My
God. Oh my gosh. Traffic jam on the bridge. Holy cow. All right, so let's take some calls because I'm sure everyone can relate to Lorraine's story. Let's take some phone calls on your learning to drive experiences. Lorraine put her car through a fence. Anybody put their car through anything?
704 570-9595. You know, probably my favorite Lorraine driving story is we were going down to Florida, and we were in some traffic backups, and someone had to use the restroom. Maybe it was you.
It was me.
It was you. She went onto the emergency shoulder and just bypassed everyone.
With her hazards on, like it was an emergency?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was an emergency.
Running over glass, because you know that side's never, like,
fend bumpers, hubcaps.
Oh, God, I hope my husband's not listening.
Oh, God, believe me.
That was a long time ago. That's the old car.
Every time you call and you're not home, he goes, did you wreck?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll take your phone calls coming up.
Now it's your turn. 5.1.
Want to get that free beer for a year? Show us your big green thing. All you have to do is bring something big and green to the radio station when our morning show is live on the air. And then, thanks to Corona Light, if you bring us the biggest green thing, you could win.
Yep, free beer for a year. I love that. Right, perfect for St. Paddy's Day. Lorraine,
yes.
Remind everyone what you did when you were learning how to drive stick.
Oh, I just drove my dad's truck through a fence and let three horses out. Yeah, no big deal. Started my spiral of bad driving for the rest of my life.
Did you know the person whose horses you let out?
Yes.
Like, was it a neighbor?
Yeah.
And did the horses get back in?
Oh, it took us hours to get them back in. And fix the fence. We had to fix the fence.
You did too?
Uh-huh.
You and Dad.
Oh, yeah.
Little Daddy
Dad wasn't letting me out of that one.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk with April in Wilkesboro. You are on the MRL Morning Show.
Okay, so first of all, I was going to be anonymous, but I'm pretty sure anyone who knows me knows the story, so I might as well just say my name.
Be proud.
Yeah, right? Well, when I was 16, it was about 2 months after I got my license, I was at a party in Jefferson where I grew up, and leaving the party, we were on this dirt road, and I pulled over to let another car come by, and we were right along the New River, and I flipped my car upside down into the New River.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
How?
But the good news was it was only like 3 feet deep, so even upside down, the sunroof was open, and so it filled with water, but it wasn't – I didn't sink, like, all the way under, but still pretty traumatic because I was trapped in and I was upside down, but I got out okay, obviously, and it's kind of a good story for later, but – not so funny when you have driving teenage girls, but, you know, it was funny at the time.
So how did you accomplish that? I mean, were the roads wet? Did you hit the gas instead of the brake? Like,
well, it was a dirt road along the river, and so like a gravel road, and it had been raining like for days. And so the bank was really soft. And so there's this huge, like, I can't remember what type of car it was. It was like a station wagon of some sort coming towards me. And so I'm like, oh, well, I need to get over to let this guy by because it's a real narrow road. Mm. So when I pulled over to let him by, it was like the bank was just like, oh, sorry. And it just crumbled under my car.
That's
and so
crazy.
It was slow motion. And so I went upside down, and the guy that was with me at the time helped get me out of the car. And so we were okay, but we were standing up on the road waiting on the police to get there. And the guy that I had led over was just like calm as could be. He like starts rolling a joint. I was like,
oh, well, there you go.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, let me know if you see the cops coming, man. I'm trying to get this one back real quick.
Good Lord.
Thanks, April. Tish had a stick driving story as well, Lorraine. A little different than yours.
Make me feel better.
Hey, Tish.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. You're live with the MRL Morning Show.
So, yeah, Lorraine, I'm pretty much going to rival you, I'm pretty sure. So you guys are going to get a kick out of this. So my sister-in-law was the one who decided I needed to learn how to drive a stick shift. And her vehicle was a little bit older. So we took off, and it was just she and I. We took off. Everything was going fine. We got about a mile from the road and was changing gears, and a stick came off in my hand.
Oh, broke off in your hand. Well, see, that's not your fault.
No, it was.
No, horses were let go when you did that. But what gear were you in?
Going from second into third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're stuck in that gear then with the stick shift in your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, oh, God, it was so scary. It freaked us out, and then we started cracking up. So
that's awesome, Tish. Thank you.
All right, this is Shannon in Mint Hill. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Morning.
Hi, Shannon. Go ahead. What was your incident when you were learning to drive?
So I actually got in a car accident
taking my driving test with the instructor.
Oh, no. Clearly, you didn't pass that time.
Yeah, it was on my 16th birthday, and it was out in Monroe on 74.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted me to get into the far left turn lane, and there was a bunch of traffic, and I thought I had enough room to get over, and I, like, scraped the edge of another car trying to get into the turn.
Oh,
so I've always wondered, what happens at that point? Do you pull over and then the instructor exchanges the information?
Takes over, yeah.
I mean, do you crawl under the dashboard and hide?
Yeah, we ended up switching, but he felt so bad for me since it was my birthday. I was able to come back 2 days later instead of waiting a week.
Okay.
And no cars were injured in that test?
No, actually, good. I got...
Yes.
Very good.
For you, Shannon.
Yeah,
Thank you.
You know, I remember my driver instructor, which, by the way, in Virginia, I don't know how it is here. You didn't have to go in to the DMV and then do a driving test at the DMV. That's not how that worked.
How did it work?
You went to driver school, and that guy at the driver school
did your test. Oh.
So the guy that you've been driving with that you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
Is the one that graded
you.
So that was pretty cool. But the guy was awesome. Like, we'd be going the interstate, and he goes, it's an acceleration lane. Go faster. He goes, floor it. Just floor it.
Nice.
All right.
Well, get this. In Florida, when I took my driver's test, I didn't even have to leave the parking lot. The whole test was in a parking lot. I never got on the road. No wonder I can't drive.
Yeah. Well, listen, in Jersey, when I was getting my license, you had to be 17 to get your license. And when you were 16 with your driver's permit, you couldn't drive at night, so you had no night driving experience. And then you took it at the back of the DMV, like on a little track, which is interesting.
This is Aaron in Salisbury. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey guys, how are you?
We're doing really well.
All right, well, when I was about 16, I saw my learner's permit, and my brother was teaching me how to drive, and we had a 2000 red Chevy Tracker, whatever. We stopped to get gas.
Uh-huh.
I turned into the island, and I ran up on the island and dented the door.
Ooh.
Wow.
I just feel so bad because I'm the exact same way. I've dented so many cars. I've actually bent a car door backwards.
What? Oh, man. That's
Lorraine,
I know.
Every car hates you.
I don't have a good track record with vehicles.
Mm.
Let's talk with Melissa in Statesville. You're on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So when I turned 16, I had my first car. It was a stick shift. And 4 days after I got my license, I was taking my boyfriend and his best friend home. I had never been on the road before, and it was a gravel road. And my car fishtailed, and I had no idea what to do. And I flipped my car, and I was only going like 35 miles an hour. But the gravel was really loose, and I just had no idea. And I didn't even realize that I had flipped my car. I guess I just blacked out at the moment
until we
were upside down. And when I got out of the car, the wheels were still spinning on it.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy.
It is.
Crazy, people.
It is crazy.
All right.
It is crazy. And one side of the car looked like nothing had happened to it. And the top and the driver's side was the one that was all dented in.
And Melissa, I hope you and everyone else we talked to, when you had your accidents while you were new drivers, didn't have many more incidents after that. Like, you got them out of the way and that was it.
Yeah, that was the only major accident I ever had.
There you go.
It was the only car involved. And my daddy told me, I guarantee you're going to have an accident in the first 6 months. And boy, was he right.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Melissa. Yeah, that's a scary thing for parents of new drivers, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure Dallas will probably teach baby Cash and not you.
Yeah, it won't be me.
That'll be good.